proclamation number 6750 dated the January 31st, 1957. God's boundless love. Igniting love in the human being. My love for you is boundless. You, however, can only grasp limited things. You would be incapable of enduring my love were you to receive its full radiance, and so I will only ever let my ray of love shine upon you to the degree which your own degree of love allows for. My love is boundless. Yet although you hear these words, you are not capable of understanding what they mean. But you can deduce from these words that I will not abandon you, that I will not stop until I have won you over for me, even if it takes an infinitely long time. The measure you use will always be limited, because your intellectual capacity is limited as long as you are still imperfect. But Roman 1, being supremely perfect, will never curb my love, wisdom and power if I thereby attain my goal of your becoming my children who can subsequently create and work with me in all perfection. But my wisdom also realizes that an unlimited degree of love and power is detrimental to you, and therefore both my love as well as my power exert restraint. But you can determine the measure yourselves, for as soon as you ask you will receive, and if you ask for much you will also receive much, and you can also receive without limitation, as soon as your faith and your love for me allows for it. Can you now understand that you are also capable of achieving seemingly unnatural feats if you request my love and power for them? I give to you what you desire if it concerns spiritual possessions, things which prove to you my infinite love, if it concerns light and strength which you humans lack but which are at your disposal without limitation, and the strength of your faith, the depth of your love for me, will then shape you such that an abundance of strength of love will no longer harm you but will constantly make you more perfect, thus also more receptive. Thus you now know that I am willing to give to you without limitation, but that I cannot do so until you yourselves allow for it through your living faith. For this reason you cannot do anything better than to awaken your faith to life and to approach me with an open heart which may then receive without end. Yet the precondition for this is love, and to ignite it in you and to constantly increase its radiance is the human being's real task on earth, which, however, can certainly be achieved by every person if it is his will. I cannot release any person from this precondition, because without love the human being will remain imperfect, since love itself is the strength which enables his every achievement. The human being need only strive towards his fundamental nature of love again, because he originated from the eternal love. Consequently, only a person who shapes himself into love can reach his goal on earth. He can attain it because my love incessantly provides him with opportunities of kind-hearted activity, and because a tiny spark of my strength of love lays dormant in him. Thus he was not created to be entirely insensitive, but can experience love if he does not deliberately stifle this spark in him, if he does not resist every warm feeling arising in him. Each person will always be guided by me such that he will come across plenty of situations in everyday life which appeal to his heart, in which he can live up to this impulse of love and thereby kindle the tiny indwelling spark. The benefit of kind-hearted activity for his fellow human being will also be felt by the latter, and only totally hardened people will remain unimpressed but can change at any time, since the love of a fellow human being is capable of achieving this. Only love is true life, and for as long as a person lacks love, he is dead. My love, however, is boundless and thus will not rest until it can bestow life upon you. My love will always illuminate you and try to enter your heart, but it will only ever take effect to the extent you allow for yourselves. Love does not compel. It is something infinitely joyful as soon as it shines on an equally loving heart. Then the eternal love will unite itself with you. I will permeate my living creation, which no longer offers resistance to me, and it will have entered its original state again. It will have become love once more. And so the divine being, having attained this divinity voluntarily, will have become my child, which I can permeate with my boundless love, which can create and work with me in my will, and which will live forever in blissful happiness. Amen.